fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 30th day of November, year of our Lord, 2016, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I want all of you to, we got some time, discretionary time between now and the first of the year, you know, holidays and so forth. Use some of that discretion time to do the following. Review your skill sets. What skills you have, what skills you need to have, what skills you think you have and need to get more expertise. It may involve reading books, watching videos, signing up for adult education classes, maybe taking a college course, whatever it is. Review those skill sets. Make sure you have the skills you need and that the skills you have, in fact, will serve your purposes. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level. He's taught mathematics at the university level. Spent a lot of his adult years working as a high-level IT professional, prolific author, and radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How's everybody today?
Well, outstanding, sir. We got good audio. We got electricity. Life is grand.
I know. it was before the election. I just got slammed. I didn't, you know. I think, you know, in the situation with the election, it was so close that they were trying to marginalize anybody that could affect the public, and so. You know, every interview, private interviews that I did, pre-recordings for other shows, things like that, just everything got hacked, dumped. I lost 2 computers, and now everything's kind of like back to normal. I think everybody's trying to get on with their life, possibly. But yes. Anyway, I had a little prepper tip of the day, too, John.
Please, go ahead.
Because yes. You always have these great prepper tips that people should follow. Learn your disinformation news sources. CNN, ABC, NBC, New York Times, Washington Post, Wikipedia, learn that these are, when it comes to either science or just politics or things in general, expect a serious twist on the news from these sources. And those are not the only ones. the History Channel, Discovery Channel on TV, National Geographic, or just some other examples, you know, that are common in everyday life. So learn disinformation sources and just stay away from them. They're dying on the vine, which is a great thing. They're trying to come back, and now they have this thing called fake news, where all of a sudden everybody's coming out and saying they got to stop fake news. So, John, you and me are fake news.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And so anything that's not government-sanctioned is fake news, and that's the last desperate cry of a failing industry.
It is. It is. And that's good advice, Jim, and I encourage everybody to follow that. So what else is on your radar this morning, Jim?
Well, a couple of things. The French election is moving forward, and the guy, Fillon, I don't know if that's how you say his name, F-I-L-L-O-N, Fillon or something, he's doing a Trump. He went away. He became a legislator in the National Senate there for like the last 4 years. But he went out and he just talked to the public. And he's just landsliding. And they're, you know, of course, beating all the polls, which are fake. And it, from all intents and purposes, it looks like now he's just going to do a Trump on France.
Right.
But
right.
What's funny here is Obama. It looks like, ooh, this is good cause trouble. And really, Putin and Trump are both looking at this like, wow, now we'll have France as a partner to work with. Not the trailer trash bankers that have been running France for, you know, run it into the ground like everything else. France is the most indebted nation next to the United States in the world, if you can imagine that.
It's for a country that small, that is amazing, yes.
Yeah. So anyway, that's very interesting. And I got a kick out of even CNN is not talking about re-election counts anymore. So that kind of apparently died on the vine.
Right. Well, I want to touch on something you mentioned a moment ago, these pollsters. It used to be said, Jim, that economists were the only profession where you could be consistently wrong for decades and have a successful career. I think the same thing can now be said of the pollsters. You can be consistently wrong and still have a successful career.
Right. And there's one more group we can add to that, the National Hurricane Prediction Center.
Oh, absolutely. You've mentioned this many times, haven't you, sir? Yes.
Today is the last day of the 2016 hurricane season. And to put it bluntly, it didn't happen. Their prediction was for a higher than average season. And then when the hurricane occurred in January, I forget what it was called, but we had a January hurricane. So they actually upped their prediction by one to accommodate one that had already happened. That's how stupid these people are. And then their prediction was way over. So in August, they readjusted it down by two, hoping there would be some autumn hurricanes, and nothing.
Jim, wasn't there one or two of the top people that resigned from that outfit because of what was taking place there?
Yeah, William Gray and his sidekick, and I forget the other guy's name, but I had verbal battles with Gray for a long time. I mean, going back easily a decade. And I called him out when there was various hurricanes coming into Florida. And I called him out because they said it would go north and not hit Florida. And I said, this is insane. If this guy is wrong, you got kids in school, you got everybody thinking nothing's going to happen, and all that hurricane has to do is change directions, and you know you're going to have massive death in Florida. And I was calling him out on the carpet a lot, and he finally got up and resigned. He said, there's nothing valid in the science they're doing there, and he's the one that developed it. He said, right. There's nothing valid, there's no predictive value to what they're doing, and he quit.
Well, good for him.
And but the agency continued, and they continue today with those same ludicrous computer models, where they talk about El Nino and high level winds, and things that have absolutely nothing to do with hurricanes. And I think he realized that I was correct about my work.
They draw a paycheck and have a pension ahead of them.
Yeah. But that's amazing that the guy just up and walked away from all of that, which is super unusual for a government job like that. I'm sure he was pulling in, you know, probably $200,000 a year being the head of that outfit, not to mention other things and benefits and travel money and, you know, everything that goes with a position like that, grant money, all of the other benefits. And just to get up and flush it down the toilet and walk away is immense. I mean, this
it's unusual. Plus, right.
And plus, who's going to hire him now? Because nobody wants to cut their own gravy train.
Well, he's probably fully vested in the federal retirement program. I doubt he's going to be suffering.
Yeah, I don't know, but still, I mean, people like that, you know, never, in a sense, retire. They always hang on. They keep coming back. They keep in the background or something like that. But just to walk up and get up and walk away is, I couldn't believe it.
It's highly unusual. You're right. You're right.
But yeah, now weather prediction, hurricane prediction, pollsters have egg all over their face. But see, if you, like in hurricane prediction, it used to be 15 years ago that the predictions were totally different from what the results were when the storms were manipulated. They began coordinating those probably about 8 years ago. So the predicted storm path would equal the actual resulting storm path. And it got to be the other way around, where they knew where the storm was going to be manipulated, and then their prediction matched that. It actually turned around. So incredible corruption in that business, just incredible corruption.
Right, right. Well, let's move on from there. What else are you paying attention to, sir?
Well, I used to live in Mexico City. And the big volcano, every morning I'd get up and out my window, I would see Popocatépetl and Iztaccíhuatl are the names of the two big volcanoes that sit to the east of Mexico City. And Popocatépetl just exploded, unexpected, and it was a big one. I mean, if I woke up and saw that, I would probably be getting in my vehicle and heading up the mountain the other way. Because if that thing really went, it would level Mexico City. And I'm amazed it hasn't done that. But anyway, so that's very interesting in the news. And then I just wanted to get back to this fake news thing. The CIA, a long time ago, and I've talked about this for ages, I saw it happening in 1991, long before anybody had a clue what was going on. I was watching the CIA controlling NASA. And it was very obvious at that time they were controlling the narrative and just everything else, literally everything else. So now this whole idea of fake news, it's clear that the CIA runs the major news media. And there's links to Soros. There's links to the Clinton Bush crime family, and of course, who are associated with the CIA. And that's why I'm saying you got to understand who these news sources are, because there's some big top down control going on, and they're losing their grip. So right. Now they're going to start to become desperate.
Right. I had a friend, a very dear friend of mine, about 12 years ago. He said the following. He says, "John, the internet will destroy the New World Order, or the New World Order will destroy the internet."
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean,
Jim, you and I are trained in a classical research modality of going to a brick and mortar library and doing research to find what we need to find. In the modern era, people are learning to do the same thing without going to a brick and mortar library, assuming they use proper protocols to make sure they're getting access to real information as opposed to Wikipedia. But this almost unrestricted access to information at your fingertips is unprecedented in human history, isn't it, sir?
Oh, yeah. And the other thing is, what I teach people is how to read between the lines and how to understand what's going on. And people have come to me or to you, and usually it's because one door opened. One little thing just didn't make sense, and they were looking for an answer. But when you open up those big double doors into the world of what's really going on, then you start, you can't help but notice another thing, then another thing, then another thing. There's a woman that started listening to my show probably, she said, 13 years ago. And she's that's the reason I did a show on my paid cast. It's called How to Talk to People About Planet X, Shadow Government, NASA Lies, etc. Because she had her whole family, and she was going in thinking she was going to tell them all the stuff she learned. And it's like, you know, she's got a father-in-law that's a, you know, Archie Bunker, and the husband was, you know, career military, and these people are so brainwashed, you know, and sure, she's just going to walk in and start telling them what's real. But the trick is, you got to understand people around you. So what you have to do, and this is what I taught in this and those other methods, but you find out what one of their hot buttons is. And then you very coyly give them information that shows them that they're wrong. And this is going to be a shock wave to some people, that they were wrong about one thing, but it affects them. And then that opens up the first little teeny, like the cat door. You know, the cat comes in and out of the door, a little teeny part. And then that's, you know, your hope that they will start opening up other doors. But once people start get into this, they're going, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. What's going on? And then they start opening other doors. And it's like the Clinton Foundation. That's why they didn't want a recount, because it would get into voter fraud. And they would find out that the voting machines were fixed. You know, they would come down with if they really analyzed a vote recount, Hillary Clinton probably didn't get 40 million votes, actually. And that's reflected in the Electoral College. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow night on my radio show and give an expose on how that works. So the massive amount of cheating, a number of shows ago on my regular show, I talked about the 10 top ways of voter fraud that were being used, and all of them being used. So you can't have an Electoral College vote that's that far askew, which was an absolute monster landslide, more than any other election in history, and then have the losing person get more popular vote. It's impossible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it looks like I want to encourage everybody to listen to your show tomorrow night. Tell people how they can listen to your two radio shows you do, Jim.
The live free broadcast, commercial free, is 6 p.m. Central Time Thursday evening, from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee. And I forget the wintertime frequency. Look on my webpage, jmccsci.com. Just scroll down to the center column down a ways, and it shows how to listen. Then it re-airs Friday night, 10 p.m., Saturday morning, 3 a.m. Central Time, from WTWW Nashville, Tennessee. And then it re-airs many times by satellite on Saturday. In the Western Hemisphere, in the Eastern Hemisphere, all of the ways to listen are on my webpage. And then the archives are on my webpage for free also. There's a subpage. It's all linked there. And then the paid cast is also listed on my webpage. It's $3.95 a month. And you get every Thursday another what I call deep dive into esoteric scientific topics. It's all on my webpage.
Okay. Outstanding. And, of course, your archives are there also, easily accessible, going back more than 10 years.
Yeah, about 15 now, 15 plus years.
15 years. Well, how time flies. We're taking questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. We've got a break coming up here in less than a minute. Do you have any updates you can give us, Jim, on the different projects you're involved with?
Well, I've got quite a bit of the things that I'm doing now are organizational with my, like, the sales page and other things going on. I now have a different sales page. I have two sales pages, and one is dedicated just to the water filter products in the tanks.
Outstanding. Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. Best really? Thing I ever got in my... It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Call now, 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the homepage, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peter stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. Back, J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th of November. Quick reminder, our next drawing to have the opportunity to purchase an energy cleaner, $70 off retail. This is coming Monday. Get your postcards in. The details are at my website, thelibertyman.com. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting, so get those postcards in, please. Visiting with Professor James McCanney, his website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Pete in Minnesota. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Tia. I had a question for the professor. I was wondering, sir, if you've ever had an opportunity to go ahead and observe this M.T. Keshe fellow and this plasma manipulation, you may call it, dance, and I guess he has a couple of energy-saving devices, either energy-creating devices. But it looks like a coil inside of a coil. He has a way of putting them together, and I guess he's selling them. I was just wondering if you ever had a chance to check that out.
John, the phone was very difficult to hear, but is he talking about, who did he mention there? The person that there's...
M.T. Keshe. Is his name Keshe? He's an Iranian
guy. Oh, Keshe. You know the guy is a quack. It's all baloney. The guy's never sold anything. I mean, he's taken people's money. He's never delivered anything. He's got people all over the planet putting together these little Coke can things, and yeah, it's complete garbage. So, no. Yeah. Just on the surface, as a scientist, you go into something, you look at the first level, second level, and then you go deeper if you want. On the first level, which is about third grade science project level, it doesn't wash. He's got something the size of a Coke can. He says you can plug this into your automobile, and it's got a little teeny wire that couldn't carry enough current to run your telephone, your cell phone. And he says this will run your car. Well, excuse me, as a person, as somebody that knows about electronics, it's beyond absurd. You know, I mean, that little wire is not going to carry enough current to push your car around. I'm sorry. And so, the guy is a quack. I mean, and it's what he's done then is gone out, and everything that's been real, like I have done real work with electromagnetic propulsion systems. I've done real work with telecommunications. And everything he puts up on his webpage is copying what somebody else has actually done, but he presents nothing. So let's not waste any more time. No, Keshe is a fraud. And by the way, people like that get supported. They're not just there because they're supported by the CIA. They like those people because they can divert attention. Just a little story here. I had a guy who had a factory in a foreign country, and he had contributed to my wing generator project. We had people working in his factory ready to set up a production line, and it about two-thirds of the way into it, I mean, everything was set up. It was really a great deal, and a very good guy with deep pockets, and he backed out, and he said, nope, I'm going with Keshe. And they went off, and he went on a wild goose chase and never came back, basically, and then nothing ever happened. So he spent a lot of money, and he dropped the wing generator project like a hot balloon, but somebody got to him. And see,
he sure does have the web pages. I mean, this guy has probably 100 or 200 of these. I started looking, and he's trying to make something out of nothing.
This is another sign, and I talk about this in my article, How to Tell Fraud. It's one of my paid cast articles. Is how to tell if announcements are real or not. And one of the things you look for is a very, very nicely done web page. Very professional.
Uh-huh. I wanted to ask John one question.
Hold on to the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. That is thelibertyman.com. I just forwarded to a friend of mine an article under my section of free downloads. It's a 19 or 20 page publication titled The Artificially Sweetened Times. It's a compendium of probably 40 or 50 articles dealing with artificial sweeteners. It's a dramatic eye-opener, something that may convince people that they should not consume artificial sweeteners. Hopefully it will do so. Of course, also at my website, you'll find energy cleaner for sale. We got the holiday gift season coming up. If it occurs to you that someone you care about has some health-related issues relating to pain, whether it's arthritis pain or back pain, if they're not getting a great night's sleep, what a great gift. I'm shipping one this week to a gentleman getting one for his mom. What a great gift, the energy cleaner. And, of course, you're going to need a mattress pad to go with the energy cleaner. All that's at my website at thelibertyman.com. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. PayPal, by the way, now takes payments if you need to spread out that cost a little bit. And, of course, checks can be, and money orders can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And we got a follow-up question from Pete in Minnesota. What's your follow-up question, Pete?
John, I love your break music. It's great stuff. I was wondering if you had picked up your silver commemorative Donald Trump coin yet, because I know you're into silver coins.
I have not yet. I wasn't aware there was such a thing. That's neat.
Oh, yeah. It's really great. I picked up two of them. They're sweethearts. They have the gold set, too, for $2,500, but I didn't get a chance to... I didn't have the funds available for that, but I want to recommend Rick Tomaska's coin show. Rick Tomaska is the fellow's name. He educates, tells you the history of the coin, how many were struck, takes you all through the history of coins, and he doesn't just deal in quarters. He's a 50-cent quarter expert, but he had some gold coins on there the other day. You would have just, I mean, if you would have uncirculated silver, uncirculated gold, thank God, and $20 gold pieces are beautiful, man. I mean,
sounds
63,
like
64, oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to check
all
it out.
Right.
Thanks, man.
Okay, thank you, Pete. Well, Jim, where do you want to go from here, sir?
John, I want to plant a seed, and sometimes they say a little mustard seed grows, so let me see if I can plant a seed here and see if it grows. France is doing what the U.S. did. Russia has already left the created Brexit and has left the European banking system. Okay, now we're at the point where France is extremely indebted. Obama doubled the national debt in 8 years. Let's look at collusion between bankers, which is very clear, between Soros, the bankers. There's a warrant for Soros' arrest in Russia, and they will bring him, they'll extradite him from any place. And let's take these people and try them for treason, because it's a collusion between politicians, the bankers, to run up the debt, the credit card, in these countries, and you look at a place like Iceland and other countries, Turkey was about to do it to dump their national debt. And it's a false debt. It did not buy us anything. We don't know where the money went. How could you spend that much money? It's ridiculous. So a lot of people got very wealthy. And then, like, the housing crisis was manipulated. That was a constructed deal. You know, start grabbing these people, go down the rabbit hole and dig them out. You know, it goes back to the Clinton Foundation, and put them in prison and try them for treason.
Right. Well, here's something most people, very few people understand about foreign aid. Almost never, obviously there are some, but almost no money leaves the United States in foreign aid. Here's what happens. The foreign aid money purchases three-dimensional things, such as F-15s or tanks or food from American companies, which in turn gets shipped to the countries receiving the foreign aid. So the money never leaves the United States. The money goes in the pockets of the companies producing the products and services that in turn go to the foreign companies, countries. That's what happens with foreign aid, Jim.
Right, and then rebuilding, you know, the Chinese companies, et cetera, they all get the no-bid contracts to go in there and rebuild, and most of the time the work never gets done. They invest in things like, I got a kick out of this, when I worked in the telecommunications industry, the big thing was what they called dark fiber. People would go out and anticipate a market, so they would bury fiber. Most of that fiber never got buried. It was fictitious, but they invested it. The money disappeared into the woodwork, and the owners of the company or stockholders would create companies out here, little companies, where that money would go. It got laundered. It got dumped in pockets. The tax deductions were made, and everybody walked away with lots of money. They had dark fiber in China and foreign countries where nothing ever happened. So anyway, this is a giant scam. So how do you take $1 trillion or $10 trillion, and what do you do with it? It's all went into people's pockets.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Well, that's the way it is.
So anyway, what I'm saying is that we're looking at treason, running up a national debt, which enslaves the country financially, colluding with bankers who are not of this country. So we're talking treason, and just start grabbing these people, and you know, the good life's over. Take the money back that they have, you know, in foreign countries, and you know, put them in prison.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So anyway, that's planting a seed, and right. I would love to see that. So when Trump talks about draining the swamp, that's included.
Absolutely. Well, I hope it is. I hope it is.
And you can't run a business, John. You couldn't run a business. Go out and run it into the ground, take all the money, stick it into your friends' pockets, collapse the business, and I mean that's you would be taken to the cleaners in a court. That's criminal, you know, activity. But if you start doing it to a country, you call that treason.
Absolutely. That is exactly what it is. Yes, Jim. Well, I know you're paying attention to a lot of issues at any given moment. Any updates on the NASCA lines?
Yeah, actually, I can't really talk about it right now, but yes, there's some things going on there. Let's just put it that way. Hope to have more information in the future. But yeah, that's a very fruitful area. In fact, that's such a unique thing that in terms of all of my other work, that it's in a sense I'm setting it aside. It's something that I'm going to work on just with that, and that opens up some new. That's just opens up doors for some other interesting things to happen. So,
Jim, something I found fascinating is this spiral design that is also found in the NASCA planes there is something that is found all over North America in petroglyphs and other parts of the world is also.
Right.
It's a and apparently it's a rock representation of a what we now know to be a high-tech antenna, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and the other thing is, I think in a lot of those, it represents the sun or some others. The spiral, of course, is like if you're just doodling, you'd probably end up drawing a spiral. So it's a very natural shape. The yin and the yang, where you take a circle and divide it with that curvy line in the middle, is a very natural shape. It's something that if you gave anybody with the advanced abilities, they'd probably eventually, civilization would eventually come up with those designs somewhere. The antenna aspect, when you do this big on the ground and then you hook it up to a power source, they're found in Ethiopia and South Africa. And not only spirals, but they're connected into the same type of antenna grids that you find at NASCA. And NASCA has spirals in the tail of the monkey, which is one of the most famous animal figures there. And then it has one in a flower, and then it has two independent spirals. And then they're hooked into this other bigger array, which is what I describe in my paper that was released last December 31st. It was released. But yeah, it's very incredible. And then the other thing is, probably in the early 1950s, Scientific America sent an expedition down there, and they sent out some people in the field at NASCA, and they spent a half a day moving some rocks, and they said, this is just, you know, some natives doing something, little artwork in the sand, and walked away. And that's how it stayed, literally, up until the time I made my discovery. That right. It was no big deal. It was just some artwork, you know, some people like to draw figures in the sand. But the problem is, they're like the spider. There's only one place in the world that spider comes from, and it's 1,500 miles away in the middle of the Amazon jungle. The monkey is not native to that area. The pelican, the whale, the seaweed. these people were, you know, historically the people that lived in that area were not seafarers. They lived 200 miles from the coast in one of the driest areas on the planet. So the majority of these figures that are there are not native to there. So that's a, there's all kinds of very interesting little aspects to this. And I talk about all those in the paper. But, yeah, there's more to come. This is just the... And it's something, when I started examining samples on the ground, some very, very interesting things came up, which have to do, well, I'm not even going to open the door right now because it's still research that's going on in the background. But so, well, yeah, some very interesting doors have opened up.
Build up some anticipation, build up some buzz here, Jim. That's smart. I like that.
Well, I you know, I have too many people copying my stuff as it is. So it's,
that's true.
It's like I don't give people a heads up as to where I'm going. It was said that after I published my Atlantis to Tesla, the Colburn Connection book, there was like in maybe 2003, I think, when that came out, something like that. There was just a massive wave of Atlantis and Tesla and everybody, secret societies. Everybody became a secret society expert overnight.
Right.
When I was on the Coast to Coast show introducing that book, George Norrie said, "Hey, what's a secret society?" That was the level of, you know, what people knew about secret societies at the time.
Right.
And I had been thoroughly versed in them back in 1982 when I was in Los Angeles. I got to meet a lot of them when I was in the aerospace industry. And I didn't know it at the time. And so it took me a while to put all the pieces together. But anyway, that book, this one guy was kidding. He said, "I employed more people with that book than any other book in history." Because, you know, it opened so many doors.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Okay. Last time we talked, Jim, it sounded like marketable, saleable wing generator was not too far away.
That's even closer now. Yeah. And so anyway, that's going on in the background. It's not as big as the 12 meter, but something that will be commercialized. So, and that's the thing, to do something that size of the 12 meter is a big operation, and then to commercialize it. And I mean, that's not like even making a car. That's like making an airplane or something. It's a big operation. And so anyway, I would love to see that out. I know there's big demand, but, we'll see how that goes. But scaling it back a bit, some work is going on. Definitely work is, I'd love to see that come out. That'd be a great Christmas present if that could become available.
Well, Christmas is only 4 weeks away, so that would be great.
Yeah, yeah. And so anyway, I don't know if I've talked about my tanks on your show before, John, but I have become... I have now water tanks on my web page. They're from 125 to 20,000 gallons. And I'm giving away a free water filter with them with a package that goes with that. And so anyway, I'll encourage people to look at that. That's something I believe that for, you know, talk about a prepper tip of the day, to have some kind of water tank in your house, in the basement, outside, et cetera.
Right. Well, once you get about 300 miles west of where I'm sitting here in the Ozarks, things start getting really, really dry. And
yeah.
And if you live in the eastern part of the United States or the Midwest, you may not understand how dry it is in the western part of this country. And, of course, if you're in an urban area, urban or suburban, where you want to have a standby supply of water if the municipal water supply gets cut off, it won't be optional. Water is not optional for human life, is it, Jim?
Not at all. The other thing is, one of the oddest incidents or occurrences of water is when it floods. You have tremendously polluted water everywhere, but you can't use it. You can't drink it. And the solution of the government agencies is to bring in bottled water. Well, that's wonderful for Coca-Cola and Pepsi and Nestle's, but it's really not a solution at all.
No.
So
no.
Having a tank, and you have to calculate how many people you have, how long you think you're going to want to have water for, a 3,000-gallon tank is not that much. And so what I'm doing is I'm including what do I call the inline water filter. So you fill the tank with filtered water, even if you're using city water. Some people might use it for catchment off the roof, but that's not great because then you got it full of, you know, bacterial matter, biological matter. So you really want to fill your tank with a filtered water. So that's why I'm giving away the filter in with the tanks. And so it's really a great deal, and I'm trying to encourage people. You can get like these tote tanks fit down in the basement, 350 gallons, and it's the equivalent of 6 55-gallon drums in a small box that sits in the corner.
That's neat.
So, yeah.
Well, Hold that thought, Jim. We have a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com. And learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th of November, visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. We have our last caller on hold. That would be Rose in Virginia. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning. How are you all doing? I always enjoy, hearing you. The last time that I spoke with Professor McCanny, I couldn't get the archive. I don't know what happened there, because I really enjoy hearing back. So please keep an eye on that. I don't know what's going on. But I was so happy because I have been praying and concerned about this, about a wind generator. You know, some people say, you know, I would like to get some more information about this. How can I look into this? And if there's a small version.
Did you get the book, the wing generator book? It's called McCanny Wing Generator World Energy Project. That's the basic information.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah, I got
that. That's the public statement about the wing generator.
I know, right. But you said that you have a workable wing generator, and I have been praying. I believe in your integrity, Steve and I, and we have, you know, when I hear NASA, I get all angry, you know, because I said I know that these people, they want to sound so knowledgeable. But going back to this point, when you said that the workable, you mentioned a few minutes ago, a workable wing generator, you say you have a small version.
What I said is there's a smaller version that's nearly ready to commercialize,
okay,
which means
to
go into production.
Well, stay tuned, Rose. Stay tuned, Rose. When it's available for sale, we will announce it here.
Yeah, you'll be the first to know it.
Yeah, I will send you an email. I do intend to, I will say, keep the good work. You have our prayer, supporting prayer, and we love your integrity as a professional, as a person. You mean a lot to us. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day. Blessings.
Thank you. Okay. Jim, got about a minute and a half here to wrap up your thoughts for the day, sir.
Well, just a little note here. A guy named Fidel Castro passed away this week. Yeah, a very complex situation. A lot of misinformation about him floating around. And but anyway, I'm going to do a little bit of a review on that tomorrow night. I happen to, without going into detail, I happen to know a lot about Cuba. I know a lot of Cubans, both in Cuba and out of Cuba, both that loved Castro and some that hated him. So anyway, it's a very complex situation. But I'll just say this. You have to understand history from the point in time when things happened. And that's what a lot of people now, they're trying to analyze people that weren't even born when Castro came in. I mean, you got to understand what the world was like, what was going on in the world when the events happened. And so, anyway, that's a lesson for history of any kind. Too many times we try and analyze from this today's point of view. And
that's right. It doesn't work. Jim, thank you, sir. We look forward to having you back next Wednesday.
Okay. Take care, John.
Okay. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with our special guest, Jeff Harnish, talking about a new venture that I'm involved with. So stay tuned.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site.
and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.